Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, here's Jeff Luhnow from the Crush City podcast. He was on with Tyler Stafford and Chandler Rome last week, and it's a good interview. Do you get the itch? Well, by the way, we should preface, Jeff Luhnow doing fantastic in his next chapter in life. He works for a company, I think it's called Blue Crow Sports. I'll look it up during the break.
They own they own a bunch of soccer franchises.
Yeah, international soccer teams in Mexico and overseas. Yeah.
And when you say he works for, I mean, it's his company CEO, that he raised money for. Yeah.
So that's what he's doing these days. He seems very, very happy doing it. The day they did this interview, his company had just closed a deal to buy a team over in France. So they're continuing to add to their portfolio. Do you ever get the itch to come back and give it a go at baseball again?
I don't think a lot about coming back to baseball, but having this conversation with you guys and thinking about all this history and things that I did well and things that I didn't do well and kind of reflecting around it, it certainly would be fun and interesting to go back into baseball. I know that my teams and my investors and my partners would probably not like that a lot at this point.
Hey, I know I raised all this money to buy all these soccer teams, but the Mets called.
If you think about it, honestly, it's pretty impressive it's impressive what he did just before we get into the actual Astros side of things. He was coming off the heels of all this controversy and everything, and then it was in like 2021 that he founded the company, raised money from, I think most of the investors are from Houston, and just had this vision to go out and, hey, I'm getting in the soccer biz. Or football, as he now calls it. Mm-hmm. I was offended. But you know, obviously, he's in that world. He calls it football. So, and he goes out and buys several soccer teams. And he's not the GM. He's the owner/president of all those. But he's managing multiple franchises with different dynamics and the way they handle trades and salary and everything. And you can hear in this interview, God, the guy's just so smart.
He is really smart.
And it is. The entire time that he's talking about whether or not he would ever come back to baseball, it's tough because I'm really happy with where they are with Dana Brown. And obviously, he's never going to come back to Houston. The league, without officially not allowing, I don't think would allow it. But I almost feel like there's so many guys that are building on or trying to emulate what Luhnow did that it's just kind of sad that he's out of the game completely.
Yeah. And originally, we should point out, it wasn't the league that banned Luhnow and A.J. Hinch. It was Jim Crane's decision. It was originally a one-year suspension. Yeah. And what would have been interesting about that, you look skeptical that that's the case. But neither here nor there. Let's pretend at face value that they were suspended. Because Alex Cora got suspended for a year and came back afterwards to the Boston Red Sox. That would have been the ideal year to get suspended. That was the COVID year. Like, you could have just looked at that. Well, that's just a throwaway. Nobody's counting this season anyways.
Right.
You would have gotten good value out of that one-year ban.
The timing COVID would have been good. Yeah, I'm not a conspiracy theorist about it or anything, but it just, I everything was a little bit too convenient that the Astros got the punishment they did. But meanwhile, also the owner decided to fire both the manager and the GM. And,
yeah, maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised if there were some kind of pressure from the league to be sure Crane.
No, I wasn't. My point was that it was 2020. Yeah. If they actually did that, it would have been the COVID year. That would have been a good year to be suspended for a season. Luno points out, now, if you think he's blackballed, he says he's not. He's heard from a few Major League Baseball teams.
I've had, I'm not going to tell you who, but I've had two or three owners contact me and ask me if I was interested in either a role as GM or another role, maybe as a different role where I'd oversee the sporting operation. And in all cases, I said no, because at the time I was raising money and starting my company. I don't think I'm blackballed from baseball like some people think. And I know I would do a good job. I know that for a fact.
He's the GM equivalent of an elite baseball player. He's the best general manager in the history of this city as of right now. He won two World Series. He won the one in 2017, and then go look at all the guys that were on the team in the one in 2022. They're all Luno guys, other than guys that Click picked up, trade Phil Maton and guys like that. It's all Luno guys.
And I think too with Luno, part of it, like obviously when you tank and you're able to bolster the pipeline, et cetera, I think it'd be easy to just dismiss it as like, oh, they just tanked. It wasn't just the talent that they got, because the tanking didn't really help that much in identifying all the Latin American prospects that, for one, most of baseball thought guys like Framber were just too old, mm-hmm. over the hill at the age of 19. And all of the, like, they did so many, going aggressively after Cuban players when a lot of teams were hesitant to go after Cuban players. The contract they gave Yuli was pretty aggressive, at a time where people weren't as comfortable in scouting Cuban players. He did so many things to improve the talent level above and beyond just tanking, but then also creating a system developmentally where there's just way more cohesiveness and a common theme at each level of the game. It was building the entire organization, the things that they built, that he and Brent Strom worked to build on the pitching side of things and the analytics. Yeah, it really, it was impressive. And you credit Crane for having the gonads to do it with Jeff Luno. It was a very atypical hire in a lot of ways.
Yeah, no doubt. Texter says, if you ran a poll, I think a lot of Astro fans would want Luno back. That's interesting. I don't have an issue with it. I mean, I think Dana Brown's doing a fine job right now as GM, but if they were to bring him back, I'm over 2020 or 2019,
yeah,
or whatever.
If I based it just on social media treatment of him, in the last couple of years, I've definitely noticed a very, very positive, like a more unanimously positive appraisal of it. Everybody's kind of gotten over whatever hard feelings they had or what have you. I thought Luno, when he was asked these questions by Tyler Stafford and Chandler Rome, they were very fair questions. I thought Luno was doing a really good job of being respectful of Dana Brown and the Astros.
100%. Yes.
He said he didn't really want to, if the Astros invited him to a game, he might go to an Astros game someday, but he's not going to go there. He said he's been to Texans games and he's been to Rockets games, but he's had opportunities to go to Astros games, but he hasn't gone. And I think he's just trying to be as respectful as possible about that.
Said he hasn't
when he says that he's had conversations with owners, I 100% believe him. Compared to, like, remember when Greg Williams claimed that seven teams had offered him the head coaching jobs without interviews?
Didn't he say he got letters from a bunch of teams?
Yeah, he said he's had requests from 11 teams and even claimed that four of them would have given him the job without interviews.
Yeah, he's a clown.
That's great. Greg Williams is a whack job clown.
Yeah,
Luno's the opposite of that.
No, yeah, I believe Luno, and Luno had said that not just GM positions, but some had talked about overseeing, I forget how he phrased it, like sports operations, which led me to believe that maybe there's some owners that reached out to him that own multiple teams across different sports.
Yeah.
To oversee, like operation, like a COO, kind of what he's doing now, but like with multiple sports possibly,
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I really, what he's doing now, it's fascinating because he owns multiple clubs, soccer clubs, but it's... And it sounds like, wow, that's a lot. And then you realize, oh, yeah, that's a Major League Baseball organization when you've got all of your affiliates, whether you own them or not, and all managing everything. Baseball's fascinating. Of all the sports which I would be a bad GM at, baseball is by far the worst one because just of the immensity of the organization and trying to manage all those moving parts. So for him, it makes sense that, okay, yeah, we can manage multiple teams and keep all these moving parts because this is a lot like a baseball system.
Well, I wonder what it was like him. Like, of all the things to watch, the 2022 World Series with, like, virtually all of his guys out there winning it. You know what I mean? It says a lot. It says a lot about the organization that you get rid of those two guys. They've won a World Series with two different GMs, two different managers, and they're trying to do it with a third GM and a third manager. Says a lot about the staying power of the organization.
It's a lot like when I had retired from being a pimp. And, you know, I turned out a lot of hoes. And every now and then I'd see one of them do something great. And I'd be like, you know, I played a small part in that.
Right.
It's
on
her. I'll just appreciate her success.
It's the exact same thing.
You know?
Ross.
Once VHS entered the picture and became almost a competing interest, I was like, all right, I'm gonna let my hoes kind of make their own living, you know. And
that was nice of you. Yeah. Sometimes their feathers are too beautiful to keep them here. You got to let them fly.
It's time for me to put the cane down.
Yeah. The cane and the fur coat and the pimp hat and everything. That was a good era for you, though. Heck yes, Brown is fine, but I'd take Luno back in a heartbeat. That's a text. Hell yes, I'd take Luno back in a second. All right, so There are a few people. Oh, someone's saying Ross Tucker interviewed Will Anderson, and it's on YouTube.
Ooh.
Two of my favorite people. So I'll
go
watch.
Let's just play the whole interview in the next segment. Let's just steal his content completely.
Openly.
Let's just play it.
Openly. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you.
People will just think you're doing your Ross Tucker impression.
So will. All right, Payne and Pendergast on a Monday. We'll find out what the guys got going on In the Loop. I'm guessing Reggie is back this week. And we'll take inventory here at the kind of, it's not literal halfway point, but virtual halfway point for the Astros. What parts of this team are we feeling good about the most? Which are we feeling a little trepidation about? We'll do that in the final segment coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.